A rise in the number of shootings throughout Hartford over the past few weeks is concerning residents and police. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, it's not uncommon for violence to spike in the summer, but it's not something that goes unnoticed.
Dajay Richardson was standing outside on Sisson Avenue talking to a friend when he heard gunshots. He tried to duck, but it was too late. He'd been hit.
I got hit in different organs and different parts of my body, so I had a bunch of different feelings, but it felt like I had 10, cars on top of my stomach. And as far as my leg was burning because the bullet hit my spine.
That was on the morning of June 30th. Last week, there were at least 6 shootings and 4 fatalities. Lieutenant Paul Cicero says shootings overall are down compared to this time last year. The Hartford Police Department is implementing its summer strategy to target hotspots.
Obviously, that's something that we're tremendously concerned about. The recent outburst of gun violence in the city has prompted us as a police department to increase our visibility in the neighborhoods and to alleviate any concerns for the residents. We think it's unacceptable as well as the residents.
Cicero says ShotSpotter, the technology that allows officers to identify where an incident has taken place, has definitely helped the departments get to shootings quicker and save lives. Over 70% of shots fired and recorded on the technology are not called into police. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.